Hello, Brandon.
Yes.
Hey, Brandon, my name's Amy. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
Good.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. So Ms. Lulu sent you over to me to pull up the pricing as well as the program details to see if it's going to be a good fit for SW Classic Flooring.
Okay.
Have you considered putting the company on the first page of Google before?
Well, yeah, I think everybody would like to be on the first page. I guess more or less trying to understand, like, she had mentioned it, and I get what she's saying, but I still don't really understand how that works. So
okay.
If you Google something, for instance, like, for example, with auto mechanic, and then you see the ones that pop up. So are you talking about the ones that sponsored?
So the there's two different sponsored positions. The very top sponsored positions in certain categories, not in all categories, is Google Guaranteed, which is pay-per-lead. In certain categories, and then in all categories for qualified business owners, the second sponsored ad that you might see is what is called a Google ad. That's pay-per-click. Now, we offer both of those services, but the position that she was talking about today is within the local map on Google. So when somebody punches in best flooring contractor, you know, best flooring contractor near me, whenever they're looking and that map comes up with the little red dots on it, and then the top recommended options are listed directly below or beside depending on which device you're looking from. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, so let me try it right now.
Sure.
So let me go floor installers near me. Okay, so first I see sponsored flooring products. It has Senna's Flooring, and I'm currently in Fort Myers right now. I don't live here, but I am in Fort Myers at the moment.
Okay.
50 floor.
Okay, so those ones that you're seeing right there, those are Google Guarantee. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, so that one, again, we offer that. It's a pay per lead service. It is a little bit different, and it's a fantastic product. Don't get me wrong. It's actually a specialty product that I sell on behalf of Local Splash as well as Google. But that is the very, very tippy top of the page there in that Google Guaranteed section.
Okay.
Okay. And then below that, do you see any ads in between the map and the Google Guaranteed section?
I see one Angie's List, which I'm already with.
Right. So Angie's List, what they do is brilliant. They purchase a position for their company name on the first page of Google. But the thing is they're not allowed to list in the local map or in the local service ad Google Guarantee at the top of the page. Those two positions are reserved for the small to medium-sized business owner like yourself. So Google will only allow them to buy Google ads, and that's pay-per-click. So they'll list top 25 flooring contractors in Fort Myers or in Naples or wherever it is that the ad is going. So when the client or prospect clicks on that click goes to Angie. Angie gets that information, and then they distribute it between you and some of your competitors. And then it goes on from there. What we do here is we take your current Google business profile and we provide it with programming, keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation. We couple it with Facebook ads and a number of other services, and we put that onto the first page in the local map and the surrounding areas. We're able to do automatic retargeting as well as quite a few other things.
Okay, so back to the actual search here.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Angie there, and then we have the actual map.
Mm-hmm.
Map for installers in Naples. That's where we're at. So Google Guarantee, and then it says places, and then I see a couple of the, then the map is to the right of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then underneath, people ask, and then I got House, I never seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
Angie's List, Hagler, Floors, Lowe's, or Mr. Yelp.
Right.
Smart USA, BBB. So are you saying I'd be up here with these guys?
In the local map listing, yes. If the package that we called you about today, yes, we're referring to right there within the local map on Google, unless you want to talk about something like Google Guarantee or other products. But yes, that's what we called you about.
Yeah, I understand, but I don't see where that is. So the one that you're talking about, Google's whatever you're talking about. How do I? Let's pretend I'm a right now.
So you see the local map. You said you see the map, and then it says Naples Flooring Company, Naples, what's the other one? La Cava Floor Install. You see those business names right there?
No, I'm seeing Naples Flooring Company, LLC, and then I'm seeing Smart Floors, and then Hesler Flooring Floor Covering.
So if you did it near me and you're there in, you said right now that you're in Fort Myers, right?
Yeah, so it's not really, I guess I could use you near me.
It's fine. It's still going to produce a result. So if you're there in Fort Myers, those companies that you just listed off, that is the Google local map section. That's where we're talking about placing SW Classic Flooring.
Okay. So what are we talking about in cost?
Well, you already have the website, and she also put your new in business. Is it new like the last year or new like the last 5 years?
New like the last month.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, congratulations on that. The website actually looks pretty good. So you already have that in here, and what we can do, let me see, yes, we can waive the setup fee on that. So what you're looking at is, $249 month to month with no contract. So the first page placement on Google there within the local map, and that's what the terms and conditions state as a max of 30 to 45 days for that placement. Now, I'll tell you, Brandon, that timeline is based on companies that don't have a Google business profile with any reviews or a website yet. So when you have those things coming in, that's why we're able to shave a lot off the cost, but also you have those things coming in, so it's going to expedite the placement and how quickly you're going to be showing up within the local map there. So we would actually take your current Google business profile and we're going to provide it with programming, keywords, backlinking, manual submissions. We're going to go in and upload photos of your work. We're going to help with review generation from your clients. We also will go in and do weekly posts directly on your Google business profile to get it the attention that it deserves. And then we also include all of the Facebook ads and social media marketing with the package. So $100 of that $249 budget goes directly to the Facebook ads every month. Now, Facebook ad clicks for our company are between 5 and 50 cents per click approximately. I always go with the highest end. So at 50 cents per click, you're looking at about 200 clicks. Acquisitions coming directly to you just from the Facebook platform. Generally in a heavily populated area like where you're at, that's going to show about 25,000 impressions. So what I mean by that is when people are going to Google and they're looking for your services, you come up as an option. That's considered an impression. Same thing when they go to Facebook or, for example, when they've gone to Google and they've looked for your services, the next time they go to Facebook, you come up automatically through their feed for the areas that you're targeting because we're able to program you into those specific areas. So when you're coming up through their news feed as a top option, you're coming up independently. You're not popping up amongst other competitors within the Google local map listing. So it is going to give you very specific target marketing for the areas from the Facebook platform. So we do retargeting with all of that, okay?
Okay.
Additionally, we include programming for Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Facebook, Apple, Google. Those are the most popular ones that Google indexes every time a keyword search is done. So we want to make sure that you have all the proper profiles, and then we attach the website everywhere that the business name is listed. Additionally, you do get call tracking, a downloadable app to be able to track all the physical phone calls, and we provide you with a client dashboard that's going to allow you to log on and, of course, track the success of the package, upload new photos, change content, if you want to run any kind of promotion. One of my very favorite features is the review generation. Any past, present, future clients who are willing to say something nice about your company, who have had a stellar experience with your company or any of your guys, then we give them that tiny URL. So from the dashboard, there's actually a review dropdown where you can punch in anybody's email address, anybody's phone number, and it's going to send them a pre-made link that is specific to your Google business profile for your company. And that's going to help to generate the reviews. Plus, we can give you like a tiny button that you can put straight on the website if you choose to. We have lots of ways to help to get those five-star reviews in place, because that's going to be a huge way to promote the placement on Google as well.
Okay.
How does this sound to you?
I think it sounds good. However, when would this start? Because can you trigger when it starts? I mean, like, can we say, for instance, we want to start this April 1st?
So if you want to start this April 1st, getting started now is probably the best idea, because again, it's not done overnight. There's no Google switch that we get to flip. We would go ahead and we would get access to your Google business profile. I don't see a Facebook page for the company, so we have to create that. Timeline for that is about 7 to 14 days for those ads to be up and running. Again, the terms and conditions state a max of 30 to 45 days for first page placement within the local map. The work that you've already done for your Google business profile, getting the business verified and having a few reviews, is going to take about 2 weeks off of that time. So it's not like we can just say, you know, Brandon signed up for Google, so now SW Classic Flooring is right there in that spot. We have to go in and actually do the programming, the backlinking, all of the things in order to get your company showing up there.
Okay, so let's say we do all this, and then in a few months I decide I don't want it. What happens to the Facebook page?
It's yours to keep. It's completely yours to keep. It goes with the business. So everything that we create on behalf of the company, all of the business profiles for like Yelp, Yahoo, all of the things that I mentioned, those are all yours to keep. So the thing is we create the profiles as managers of those profiles, and we put you as the owner. It goes with the business.
Okay.
We're held to a different standard over here at Local Splash. Google has 40 premier partners in the United States. We happen to be one of those premier partners. In order to keep that partnership with Google, we have to follow certain standards, which it's best practice to follow them anyways. Like, we only work with one client per industry, per category, per service area. So we're not going to work with any other flooring contractors for a 50-mile radius of where you're at. We're not going to promote anybody else to those areas that you want to be coming up in, because it's not going to behoove us to do that. It's not good business practice. You can't program two people into the same spot, but it also happens to be a guideline we're held to by Google. Again, some of those other things is things like, a lot of other SEO companies, Brandon, when they create things on behalf of their clients, they create it as their owners, and then when that client leaves, or if that client leaves, or that client wants ownership of it, they don't relinquish it to them, because they've set themselves as the owner. When we set it up, we set you as the owner and us as managers. So that's how it should be on any profile that you allow any company to work on. You should be the owner, and you should allow the people who are managing it to be managers, so they can actually be assigned to that position within the Google business profile and within the Facebook profile.
Okay. All right. Well, how much you say it was? $250
$249, $1 better. And it will bill on the 21st day of every month. We read a voice verification. That price point will never go up or change. The package I'm offering you today, if you were to go to my website, you would see that it regularly costs $599 with a $299 setup fee. We waived the setup fee completely. You have some things already in place. New in business, you're just trying to get things up off the ground, so we do go ahead and cut you guys quite a discount and lock it in at the $249.
Okay, and then is it continually $249? I mean,
correct.
Does that ever change?
It will never go up. The only time it would go up is if you chose to increase a product on your services. So, for example, if you chose to add in Google Guarantee over a period of time, that's a different conversation. Or if you chose to add in Google Ads over a period of time, that's a different conversation. And then, of course, the new price point would be agreed upon and all of the things. But the $249 is locked in for the lifetime of the relationship.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'll do it.
Okay. I think you're really going to love it. Who built the website?
Oh, wait, hold on. I did have one question for you, though.
Sure.
Like, for instance, the ones that are showing up now,
mm-hmm.
how are they showing up now without being through your program?
Because there's other providers. So, like I said, we're one of 40 in the United States. Now, there's thousands of SEO, search engine optimization companies in the world, in the U.S., all over the place. There's thousands of them. But there's 40 that have been deemed Google Premier Partners. So basically, Google deals with the large corporations, Nike, Walmart, Target, things like that. For those small to medium-sized business owner, they have 40 Premier Partners that have passed all their checks, have been in business for, you know, at least a decade. They have quite a few different criteria that we have to meet. So those other companies either have an in-house marketing team or they're working with a company like mine.
Okay. So you don't, so then you don't have anybody in my area.
We don't have anybody in your area. We couldn't call out on it if we did. So the thing is when a position becomes available in a certain area, so that may be because somebody retired and shut their doors, or it may be because there's been an influx of searches being done in an area. Maybe a bunch of people moved to an area. So Google will say, okay, it's time to create another position on the first page of Google. And then what they do is within the local map, they send us a list of pre-qualified candidates. So a pre-qualified candidate for Google placement is somebody who has some online presence, can definitely benefit from marketing, doesn't have any negative reviews out there, just isn't necessarily showing up on the first page. Your listing is buried a little bit. It needs a little more activity and attention. So they give us a short list of pre-qualified candidates. And then Lulu's job as the mapping coordinator is to call out and see if you actually qualify, meaning you would like to be listed there. You can handle more business. You see the benefit of being listed there and that you actually are servicing within the radius of where we're looking to do the placement.
Okay, I see.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm going to give it a try.
Okay. So for account purposes, Brandon, what is your last name?
Palatino.
Will you spell that for me?
P-A-L-L-O-T-T-I-N-O.
And I want to make sure, P as in Paul?
Yeah.
P-A-L-L-O.
Go ahead.
P-A-L-L-O-T-T-I-N-O?
Correct.
Okay. And then I'm taking a look at the website here, and I don't see the email address independently. Will you go ahead and give it to me so I can send everything over in writing?
You can send it to general@swclassicflooring.com.
Who built the website?
I did.
Okay.
And, I mean, so you told me a lot of things, so let me just ask this
sure.
question.
Absolutely.
Are you guys also going to, for instance, if there's a need for a tweak or improvement on the website, is that
an option?
Is help with that?
Okay. So that's a really great question. The thing about what people coming in with their own websites is, for legal purposes, we don't have the ability to go in ourselves and make the changes. We can give you the suggestions and tell you how to do it, or whoever you had built the site, or within the package, all inclusive, is website rebuild. Meaning, if you already own that domain of where everything's coming up, swclassicflooring.com, and you want to rebuild, we can go ahead and rebuild it, and that's up and running within the first 3 to 5 days, 7 days max. The advantage to that is that whenever there's an update, a Google algorithm update, a keyword update, anytime you would like to run a promotion, any of those things, we also will go in and update the website because we have built it. But for legal purposes, we can't go in and update a site that somebody else has built.
Okay.
Do you love the site as it is? Or did you just kind of throw something up so you had something?
I just need to make sure I had something, and I kind of did my best, but...
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at something so much, you know, you look at it over and over, then you kind of lose sight of what it really looks like.
And you start to question yourself.
Yeah. You know, you spell a word. You write the same word over and over and over.
Right.
And you're like, is this spelled right? I mean.
Right.
So, I mean, it's kind of one of those things I'm running into, is where I've looked at this thing so many times that I don't know if
there's something
on there that
doesn't
look right.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. So, again, we have lots of options available to you. So, do you have experience with building websites?
No, I'm kind of handy with a computer.
Okay.
And I understand how they work and all that good stuff, and websites and programs and all that shit, but not necessarily in just websites.
Independently. Okay. Yeah, no worries. So it's not necessarily that it's rocket science. Again, anybody can, you know, go in and build a site. And the things that make it super unique is, like, when you have your own photos on there, when you have before and after photos, when you have different types of you know, the different sections. So what a page like ours consists of, and what it actually does, is it's going to give you multiple tabs at the top of the page. I'm pulling one right now so that I can send you. I just have to go through a certain platform because we have their permission to share their websites. I'm going to pull a website right now for you to take a look at. Okay, here we go. Okay. I'm going to send it to your cell phone, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Clear this. This is just one. And again, they're completely customizable. And the good news is after we've built it, you have entire access on the back end to go in and make change adjustment yourself through the website editor. So it's not like us or you. It's just, if we're going to build the content, then we'll make adjustments to it per your request and things like that. But we just can't go in and fool with somebody else's, because say at some point that you did leave. Right. And then you're like, well, they screwed up my website, or they did this, or they did that. Like, it's just not it's not good for us. We haven't found that to be, you know, a positive thing. So they've just kept the rule as either we build it or you build it.
Okay.
Did you get the link for the website I sent you?
Yeah. I looked at it. It's Spring Creek Landscaping.
Yeah, that's just one of the ones. And again, it can be completely customized to what it is that you want and how you want it to look. But as you can see here, we have included a lot of this guy's own photos. And the reviews load straight to the website as well as you continue rolling through. which is another plus, because when people find your website, like say on Facebook, or they find it on Yelp, or maybe you put the website on the business card, or they get it off the side of the vehicle, or however they come across your website, they're able to see those five-star reviews because we load the ones that are coming from Google directly to the website itself. That way, your clients are able to see everything, or your prospects, your opportunities.
Yeah, I see. Well, I'm probably good on the website building then.
Okay. All right. Let me see here. I'm going to send out a text message with my direct phone number and extension line. I'll be the lead on the account and point of contact. You will have an entire team that's dedicated directly to your account. And I'm also going to send out a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that takes you through the tracking and reporting system. I have a business address at 365 Fifth Avenue South, Naples, Florida, 34102. Is that correct?
365 Fifth Ave, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what are your hours of operation? When do you want the phone calls coming in, Brandon?
Between 9 and 6.
Okay. Is that Monday through Friday?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
Or you know what? Just make it every day of the week. I don't care.
7 days? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then what forms of payment do you accept? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
I'll take all the electronic ones that you mentioned, PayPal and Zelle, Cash App, I guess. Well, I don't know. For now, let's just stick to cash and check.
Okay.
Most of the time, whenever I'm getting a customer here, they're spending thousands of dollars, and I don't know if I'm completely comfortable with Zelle and all that.
Sure. I understand. If you do have the business PayPal set up for the company, though, I'll tell you that gives you an opportunity to take all major credit cards because it links to that directly. So it is a way for you to have, like, a card reader without having to actually have a card reader. And PayPal only takes, like, 1.8 or 1.9% out of each transaction that they process for you. So that's just something. We do payment integration directly on the websites as well. If you ever change your mind, you do have the website build available to you at no additional cost, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then are there going to be any other authorized users on the account? Anybody else that you authorize to call in and make change or adjustment on behalf of the company?
Yeah.
Okay. Name?
Her name is Amelia Garcia.
Amiela.
Emilia.
Emilia. Yes?
Yep.
Okay, Garcia. And her phone number?
505 350 6713.
And what is her position in the company?
Admin.
Okay. Perfect. So whenever she calls in to make change or adjustment, just make sure that she has the security code that we're going to set up here in just a couple of minutes, and then she's good to go. The reason I asked for her phone number is because usually she'll be calling in on her own line, so we have that already in the file and in the system, and we recognize it as a number that's within our system. So when she calls the 877 number, it'll, you know, prompt her as a current client as opposed to going as, you know, a prospect.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now tell me about the flooring services. What all type of flooring do you want to be coming up for?
Tile.
Mm-hmm.
Laminate. Laminate, linoleum. And vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
Carpet.
Okay. Are you doing that plank and hardwood?
I want to stay away from hardwood.
Okay.
Just for the reason that hardwood is hard.
It is.
Yeah, it's hard. I want to make sure my crew is up to speed first.
Okay. And you can add keywords whenever you want to. There's no worry on that. So you always have the ability to add keywords, take away keywords, change keywords, update keywords. You're not married to them unless you want to be. Okay?
Okay.
Are there any other services that we should know about?
Well, we do removal.
Floor removal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Air out. What do you call it?
Floor replacement. Now, do you make any type of repairs? Do you do any type of floor repairs, flooring?
I'd rather not.
Okay.
Those take too much time for not enough money.
Sure. Understood. That's the cool thing about something like this is we don't advertise you for that particular thing if you don't want to come up for it. But say you got a call for it. There's no cost per click or cost per lead on it. So it's no harm, no foul if you choose to decline the job.
Okay, so I'm just paying the flat.
$249.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's never cost per click, cost per lead associated with this particular package. This is going to give you organic calls coming directly to you from the Facebook in addition to the Google business profile and advertisement from the other directories. So it just drives the traffic directly to you. We do have the ability to include a call tracking number with a downloadable app if you would like. They go over this during client onboarding. The call tracking number would be a number that you and the agent come to a conclusion on. It would be similar to your current number. What it is going to do is eliminate spam and robocalls. It will also give the business a very professional greeting. Thank you for calling SW Classic Flooring. For current clients, press 1. For new clients, press 2. Or however you choose to assign it, you know, press 1 to speak to Amelia, press 2 to speak to Brandon. It's completely customizable. The other cool thing about it is it does allow you as well as anybody else that you have assigned on it to do call forwarding. So if you know that you're going to be slammed busy one day on a job, there's no way you're going to be able to answer the clients and you have or prospects and you have Amelia answering those calls for you, you can forward them all directly over to her phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like
and it's included with the service. So there's nothing additional for that. But the other cool thing is it gives you a downloadable app. So say, Brandon, say you were busy and somebody asked you to come out and do an estimate and you said, yeah, sure, let me get your address. And you wrote the address down and that address flew out the window when you were driving down the highway, right? Now you don't have the address, but you can go into the call tracking app and you can listen to the recorded phone call and get the address.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Now, do you have a personal Facebook page?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, awesome. And then what they're going to do during client onboarding is they're going to get access to that Facebook page. You don't have a business page yet, right?
No, not
okay.
For this business.
No worries. So what they're going to do is they're going to get access to that Facebook page, and we go in and build your business page as a derivative of the personal page. So they don't interact and intertwine. It's not like here's Brandon and his, you know, beautiful life, and then it looks like you also do used car director of Gallus Chevrolet. Is that you?
Yeah. Is that still on there?
It is. Mm-hmm. Here, I'll send you the link. So, anyways, we go in and we build it as a derivative. So they don't interact and intertwine. It's not like here's Brandon, his beautiful family, and then here's his business. Everything is kept completely separate. But for authenticity purposes, Facebook does require that you at least have a personal page so we can build out the business page. They don't allow people to just build business pages independently anymore.
Okay.
Okay. You have license and insurance for the company?
It doesn't require a license. However, I have insurance.
Perfect. Not required. Okay. Beautiful. And then scheduling your client onboarding appointment. This conversation takes about 20 to 30 minutes. We do block off an entire hour in case the tech is finishing up with the client directly in front of you. The calls start anywhere from between 10 and 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The last call is between 6 and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I have appointment available all day tomorrow. What time would you like?
I can't do tomorrow.
Okay. Would you like Monday?
Yes. Monday.
Okay.
Good.
What time on Monday?
Can we do the evening?
Sure. Do you want between 6 and 7?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to see an email come through that's going to say Local Splash CI Client, and that stands for Client Interview English. And then it's going to have your first and last name. Now, it's also going to serve as a placeholder. You will get a push reminder, the text and the email. Hey, Brandon, client onboarding is coming up. If for any reason you're unable to keep that client onboarding time, please call or text back in as soon as you know that so that we can reschedule you immediately. This is the conversation that's going to go ahead and kick the stuff off and get it moving forward so we can get access to everything, okay?
Okay.
All right. So to go ahead and process the account for the card you're putting on file, is there any middle initial or is it just your first and your last name?
My first and last name.
Okay. And is the billing address the address that I already have on file here, the 365 Fifth Avenue South?
No.
Okay. Give me just a second to get to that page. Okay. What is the billing address?
3364 Putney, Putney, Court. Apartment 5301.
Mm-hmm. Is that in Naples?
Yeah.
Is the zip code 34102?
No, it's 34112.
The cards you're putting on file, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
That's a good question. Which one do I want to use? Let's look what I got in here. And when are you going to start running it?
We go ahead and secure the position today with the credit card and process payment.
Okay. So can I use one card today and then a different one for the withdrawals?
Absolutely. So you can use the card today and then you have, I read a voice verification that outlines the service agreement. So if you need to change your payment form, you need to pause the count, you need to cancel for any reason, we ask that you do so 3 days before the billing. And once we give you the login credentials to your client dashboard, which is approximately 5 to 7 days of signing up, then you will be able to log in and make those changes yourself to the dashboard and update your payment methods yourself, or you can always call in and I can do it.
Okay. So yeah, we'll use this card.
Okay.
5253.
Mm-hmm.
It's a MasterCard.
Yeah.
6356.
Mm-hmm.
8817.
Okay.
9221.
9221?
Yeah.
Expiration month and year?
1127.
3-digit code on the back?
273.
I need to set a security question for the account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
The city I was born in. Or, no, Albuquerque.
Albuquerque, okay. Okay, praise God for, I thank God for spell check. Because what happens is when I punch it in, it codes it out as I'm typing it. So I don't know if I'm spelling it properly or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and put that in here. So whenever Amelia calls, if she were to call in to make any sort of change or adjustment, they're going to ask for that security question. If you ever receive a call from anybody that is, you know, you're not, they haven't identified themselves as Local Splash, or you're not sure, then make sure that you ask for that security question, especially if they're asking you for any more money, because Local Splash is never going to call and ask you for any more money. Okay.
Okay.
The amount that's been agreed upon is the amount that will be the payment, which I'm going to read the voice verification here in just a second. But the thing is some of those calls are scam calls, and we do everything that we can to protect your proprietary information, starting with this. So if she calls in to make a change or adjustment, we're going to ask for that. If she doesn't have it, then we're going to contact you and let you know that she doesn't have it, so we can't give her any information, okay?
Okay.
All right. So the voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, will you please state the name of your business as it shall read on the first page of Google?
Wait, what?
Please state the name of your business as you want it to read on the first page of Google.
SW Classic Flooring, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Brandon Palatino, Managing Partner.
Brandon, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
And hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is March 21st, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $249 for the all-inclusive platinum package, and setup fee has been waived. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 21st day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, Brandon, you should have received a text message. This is Brandon. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms.
Real quick, let me make sure I got the email.
Sure.
okay, I got the invoice, I got the package, Facebook ads. So the tracking system, that also means the call forwarding?
Correct.
Okay. Here's my meeting. Here's my invoice. Okay, I think I did it.
Okay. Let me have a look here. Awesome. Thank you so much. I was going to explain a little bit about it. So you might have seen asterisk by certain things, which you can still access the terms and conditions once we give your login credentials. You'll get those login credentials for the page that you're on right now in about 5 to 7 days' time. That is going to be the tracking and reporting system. So you can go ahead and bookmark that if you choose to. If you don't choose to, it's not the end of the world, because we will go ahead and send out a fresh link as soon as your login credentials are available. But the different features that could be included or updated at any point are in those, in the terms and conditions. So like if you want to add something in Google Ads or Google Guarantee, certain things like that, then you can reach out to me and I'll get you the best price point that we have available for that service in your area. We always like to work with current clients before we reach outside of that, just because it gives you better promotion, and why not keep stuff in-house?
Yeah. Now, let me ask you one more thing. As far as the call tracking, let's say somebody finds me without using the map function.
Mm-hmm.
Is that call still going to go through your tracking system?
Depends. It depends on where they found your phone number. So the call tracking system that we use, I'm sorry?
Well, I was going to say, I understand, like, if someone finds my number on the side of a building, I understand that's not going to go through you. But
right.
What I mean is, on Google, do they have to click on the first page of the maps, like that section we were talking about? Or what if they, I don't know, they got on Google Maps and they didn't search me, but then they found me, and then they click and then they hit call, but it's through Google.
Right. That click to call is going to go through the call tracking system. If you choose to change the phone number to the call tracking on your website, it's going to go through the tracking system. Every place that we advertise your company, the Facebook page, all the directories, that's going to go through the call tracking system. If somebody has your phone number independently for whatever reason, then obviously they're going to call you directly on your cell phone. It's not going to go through the call tracking system. But for all the advertisement and what we're doing, yes, it's going to go through the call tracking. So when we go into the Google business profile, we would change the phone number to the Google call tracking phone number. We, again, suggest that you do that on the website as well, so that you're able to track everything that we're doing for you. Because you get a client dashboard that's going to allow you to track how many phone calls you're receiving, where those phone calls are coming from. You have the actual call tracking where you can listen to the recorded phone calls. You can see keywords per impression. So how many times did somebody punch in tile contractor, and did SW come up as a top option? Where most of the clicks coming from? Who clicked on the website, how they clicked on the website, where that's coming from. It's all 100% trackable. That's why we always suggest for everything to match across the board for the online marketing, so you can see exactly what it is we're offering and doing for you.
Okay, so if someone searches tile install or tile work, or, you know, just kind of not
mm-hmm.
exactly putting flooring contractor,
right.
You know, things that are kind of in that, is it going to
yes.
grab all of them?
Yes, it will. You don't have to. So when I say tile contractor, that's going to include affordable tile contractor near me, best tile installation near me. It's going to include all the different derivatives and all the different things that people might use to go ahead and do a search like that. Now, I put in here that you don't want hardwood, so they're going to make sure that hardwood's not included in the service. We can actually use it as like a negative keyword, meaning you don't, we put it in as a word that you absolutely don't want to come up for if that's something that you choose to do. And then you won't get any calls for hardwood unless somebody's just being really hard-headed and found you otherwise, because you wouldn't come up for that keyword is what I'm saying. Like when they punch in hardwood flooring, your company isn't going to come up as a top option because that's not something that you're offering.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
Okay. And again, if you choose to change those keywords anytime, you can.
Okay. And so you guys, for the most part, you guys are going to take over the keywords right now and set that up for me?
Yep. So what's going to happen is during your client onboarding, we're going to get access to the Google Business Profile. We're going to send you a link to give us access to the Facebook. We're going to build out the Facebook profile. During that onboarding process, they're going to verify keywords, service radius, exactly what and how you want to be coming up. They're going to have you send us over the logo. They're going to give you the information that we need to give the to go ahead and begin the branding. And then as soon as the keywords are confirmed, we send you a text message. It's usually within 24 to 48 hours. We send you a text message that says, hey, these are the keywords that we've determined are best for the demographics of where you're offering, what you're offering, X, Y, and Z. And then you always have the ability to approve or change them as you want to. But yes, we do all the heavy lifting. We run those keywords through the database directly with Google. We see what's hitting for the areas that you're targeting versus what it is that you want to come up for and the services that you're providing. It's literally what you're paying us for.
Perfect. I got an email. It says, Google needs the following mentioned below.
Okay. Yeah.
Pictures of my pool.
Okay. Let me explain that email. So that's for companies, that's for companies that don't already have a Google Business Profile and don't necessarily have license or insurance. Now, we know that license is not needed for every vertical, which is what Google calls a category, in every area. Like Texas doesn't require a license for anything, like literally nothing. You can do anything without a license in the state of Texas. You mentioned flooring in Florida doesn't require a business license or a license to provide flooring services where you're at. And you already have the Google verification. So what we do is we go ahead and get access to that. If for any reason there needed to be a re-verification with Google, once in a while Google will pull a GBP, a Google Business Profile, and say, we need to re-verify this. Then we're going to go back and ask you, hey, we need the business insurance. We need the verifying documents that you use. We go ahead and get those on the front end. So that's why we send you out the email ahead of time to let you know. Now, if you didn't have insurance, if you didn't have any of those things, then you can use photographs of your tools and equipment. You can send us a photograph of your vehicle with your license plate, of your business cards, and of your invoices. And we petitioned Google on behalf of those companies and say, hey, listen, they're working on license. They're trying to get insurance, but this is what they have, and this proves that they're a legitimate company. So Google has begun using these things in an effort to protect companies like yourself who are legitimate companies who have gone in and gone ahead and paid for the insurance and taken care of the business documents on the front end.
Yeah. Okay.
Did that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So to answer your question, we don't necessarily need photographs of your tools or equipment. If you have your business insurance, they're going to, or if you registered the business with the state, I'm assuming you have the LLC, any of those things, during client onboarding on Monday, they're going to tell you how to send that stuff over to us. We keep that on file with your business documents, okay?
Okay, I can provide all that.
Cool. But no, you don't have to go take a picture of the knee pads. You guys used to pull the carpets and stuff. Yeah.
I don't make them.
What's that?
Good, because we don't have any.
Oh, you don't make them use them? Man, I would think it saves the knees, man.
Yeah. Well, they can bring them home.
Flooring contractors are some tough guys. Tile, all that, man. That's a tough job. That's not a job that I would like. I've gone in and helped with a couple of jobs like that, and that's some tough stuff. That's man labor.
Right on. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Do you have any more questions for me, Brandon?
No. So you guys, on Monday, that's where I'm going to be giving all my info over?
Correct. On Monday. If you choose to send it over, if you want to send anything over sooner, like if you want to send over the photos that you'd like us to load up to your Google Business profile so that we can display them, and we're also going to use them for when we're doing the weekly posts. If you have a logo, you can send those as well as the business documents over to the email I just text you, photos@localsplash.com, and we'll have them in your media folder. It will expedite the process if you choose to do that between now and Monday.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. If you have any questions, you can text me, you can call me, you have my direct phone number and extension line. And again, that call on Monday will be coming from our 877 phone number, so make sure that you have that programmed into the phone so you'll know when Local Splash is calling you, okay?
All right, real quick, let me confirm I do have your
It's the very first
number.
Text message
I
sent, and it comes from the 877 number as well.
Okay, in this 877 number, I only see another 877 number. That's you, 877?
The 877-635-6225 is Local Splash phone number. When you dial that, it's going to prompt you, current clients, press 1, or the extension you're looking for, or it's voice prompted as well. You could say Amy Nelson, you'd be connected with my desk, or you can press 224.
Okay, awesome. And then on Monday, I'll be able to talk about the call forwarding and the
absolutely.
All that
they
good
have,
stuff.
Yep,
press
they
one
have
for
a whole. Yep, they have a whole bit to go through that with you and get that set up and assigned.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for the help. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome, Brandon. You have a blessed day. We'll talk to you later, okay?
Likewise. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.